In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Monday, November the 14th. Glad as always to have you along, everybody. What I'm about to say is going to make it two out of the last 3 days, I believe, that we are starting this radio program with the bond market. But the news is what the news is, right? The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, the interest that bond pays, in other words, ended this day at 2.25%. Nothing extraordinary there, not all that high, except that it closed on election day at 1.74%. So a not small jump. I put you through all of that, and I apologize, but I put you through it because of this. If you roll together the president-elect's plans to grow this economy, the tax cuts and the increased spending on infrastructure and defense, if you roll that in with his plans to tighten restrictions on trade and cutting back hard on immigration, we might not be looking at growth so much as we're looking at stagflation, rising interest rates, those bonds, and stagnant growth. That is a bad thing, economy-wise, one we haven't lived through since, as I mentioned, the 1970s. Marketplace's Gigi Duban has our primer.
I happen to like them, but go ahead, blame the anchovies. They all but disappeared from Peruvian waters in the 70s. At the same time, the Soviet Union gobbled up millions of tons of grain, which drove up prices of that commodity. And then two big oil shocks.
Both the 1974-75 oil shock and the 1979 shock associated with the Iranian Revolution.
Alexander Field teaches economics at Santa Clara University. He says higher oil prices mean higher prices elsewhere in the economy.
It also means that the productive capability of the United States was reduced by what OPEC did in the 70s, because we could get, you know, the terms of trade when it gets us, we could get a lot less oil for the same quantity of our exports.
All that led to a little something called stagflation.
Oh, that dreaded word.
Kent Hughes is a public policy fellow at the Wilson Center.
It was such a difficult time, and by the time we reached the end of the 1970s, that's how people described the economy. It was essentially the worst of both worlds, high inflation and no growth.
This meant rising prices and less economic opportunity. People lost their jobs, and even for those with jobs, their incomes were worth less because of high inflation.
So your living standard essentially goes down in a very dramatic way.
Mauro Gillen teaches international management at the Wharton School. Bottom line, he says,
you really want to avoid stagflation. That's not something that we should be looking forward to.
The good news is we can avoid it. We have more capacity to produce oil now, and we're less dependent on it. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.